With winter nearly behind us and spring waiting to welcome us, what better than to think ahead to BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair, which is back at beautiful Bewley in Hampshire from Friday the 28th to Sunday the 30th of April. Joining me to look forward to the event is head gardener at Stonelands House in Devon, an expert on woodland gardens, orchids and exotic plants, and known to thousands of eager listeners as the co-host of the brilliant Talking Heads podcast. It is, of course, Saul Walker. Saul, lovely to catch up with you. I presume I'm catching up with you at work at Stonelands.
Yeah, I've just come in, yes. So I'm having my cup of tea. And I'm eagerly awaiting your call.
Now, I know, this just before we move on to the show, so I know that one of the things in the back of your mind at the moment, and you're hoping for some showers come spring, aren't you? Because we're lacking in water in our gardens at the moment.
It's been about 6 weeks without any rain. And for those of us who are in the West Country, now, that's quite unusual for us. We've got web feet down here generally because we're wading through flooding and all kinds of things. So, yeah, it's been very dry late winter into this early spring. So, yeah, a bit of rain would be good.
Absolutely. So Bewley beckons. Fantastic yes. Location, isn't it?
Oh, it's a beautiful place. Yeah. And, you know, the gardens there are pretty unheralded, but they're absolutely stunning around the house and going into the vegetable garden, the ornamental garden. It is a beautiful place.
What can people expect, Saul, when they come to Bewley for Spring Fair?
Well, you know, the fair is fantastic. You know, you've got all the plants being sold. Bewley is a beautiful place in itself. So not only the fair, you've got the house there, you've got the gardens, you've got the motor museum, you've got all sorts going on there. So it's a fantastic day out for anyone who's interested in, well, both gardens and motoring.
Yes, because you get the tickets give you access to the motoring side of things.
It does,
the famous
yes.
Bewley motoring, which is fantastic news. Now you're doing something very exciting. You're going to be leading some plant expert tours, aren't you?
Yeah, we started doing this for the first time last year, taking around groups of roughly about 15, somewhere around that, and just showing them the gardens, both myself and one of the gardeners at Bewley. So we have that local knowledge as well as my knowledge. And we just sort of show them plants and what's going on in spring and then answer any questions. And it's a really nice time. It's about half an hour. And we just take a look at some of the sights and the smells of spring. And it's a lovely way of actually seeing the gardens while having someone who knows them so well show you what's going on.
Every day is a learning day in gardening,
I tell
isn't
you.
It?
Yes, yeah.
Now, the Victorian walled vegetable garden at Bewley is famous, and that's one of the areas you're going to be going to. There will be people coming who perhaps this year, this spring, is the first time that they generally up their interest in gardening. What tips would you be giving those people, the ones who are coming in new to gardening?
Yeah, don't get too daunted by it. That's the first thing I'll say. There's a lot of information out there, even for me as a seasoned gardener. I'm going into my third decade of doing this job. I am learning things all the time. So don't be too daunted. There's so much information out there these days to help both the beginners and the experts get the best out of what they're trying to grow. And don't try and do too much as well all at once. Just go for a simple thing. So say if you're trying to do a bit of grow your own this year, maybe concentrate on one or two vegetables. Tomatoes are a classic if you've got a protected space or even outside against a sunny wall, or maybe something like beetroot or something, just one of the easier veg, just to try and get your hands in and understand sowing times and your soil conditions and harvesting and all that sort of stuff. So don't overdo it in your first year, and then you can build it up year after year. That's the key. You learn as you do. So that takes some time.
Good advice. And there'll be many people, Saul, I suspect, you know, we have to take into account the current economic climate, who'll be wanting to particularly grow their own food, the sort of plot to plate principle, which is good. And there's a certain amount of pleasure of eating what you've grown, isn't there? But they'll be looking at it with a wary eye on the pennies as well. Have you got any good money-saving tips for people?
Do you know, when you go down to the garden centre and you buy your seed packets and things, you always have too much. That's my thing. And when you sow them, you have lots and lots of plants. So what I suggest is get together with some friends. If you've got an allotment, get together with the allotment society, or if you're growing in your back garden, maybe your neighbours are doing the same thing, and share plants, share materials, share knowledge. Share your tools. You know, all of this will drive down the price of trying to do this, rather than trying to, you know, I will be sowing later today all my packets of tomatoes, and I know I'll probably only use a third of them, but then I will take the plants to one of my local garden clubs and try and sell them so that people can buy plants. So don't try and do too much again all at once, because that will also cost you.
Now, one of the, as I said before, one of the many things you do at the show is you plonk yourself in a very visible place and invite people to bring their odd photographs and cuttings and questions and things in the plant experts area, don't you? And you know, that must be really interesting. You must get some crazy questions, or some odd questions and strange things shown to you.
We have had, well, how long have we been doing this, me and Lucy together? Probably we must be coming up for a decade now. So we've been doing it for a fair amount of time. And yes, we do get some weird and wonderful questions, people wanting to put gardens in some strange locations, on roofs and on canal boats and things. So always asking questions about that. And just some very weird and wonderful pests and diseases. I do remember this one caterpillar. It's a moth caterpillar that folds a leaf in a very specific way, very good at origami, and to form its chrysalis, and we'd never seen anything like it before. So yeah, it's amazing what we'll get. Tests our knowledge and also gives us something to talk about afterwards as well.
Absolutely. Now, you are very well travelled, Saul. Anybody who knows or listens to the podcast or reads about your exploits, you're very well travelled. And you've been to some incredible locations around the world and seen some amazing gardens. Are there one or two that really stick in your mind?
Yeah, there's probably two that I can think of off the top of my head. The first one is in Singapore. So my family used to live in Singapore many moons ago, so I have connections there. And I remember visiting as a very young child Singapore Botanic Gardens, and specifically their orchid garden. All their orchids are grown mostly outside there. And just the colours and the different plants amazed me. I think that's what really set my head into wanting to be a gardener and deal with plants. The second garden is more recently. I went to the island of Madeira a couple of years ago. Beautiful place. It's a garden within itself, but there's a garden there called Monte Palace, which is a fantastic garden, just absolutely atmospheric, lots of tree ferns and palms and cycads, and a Japanese garden. Fantastic garden. So if you're visiting the island of Madeira, I can highly recommend you go up the hill and get there on the cable car if you go up the hill and visit there.
Now, you look after 10 acres to Stonelands in Devon, but it does beg the question, how well and professionally tended is your garden at home?
Well, that's interesting, because my garden at home is only 20 by 30 metres. And I was talking to someone about this. I've probably got as many plants in that 20 by 30 metres as I've got at Stonelands. So I'm a hoarder, a plant collector. So I collect all kinds of plants. I've got collections of gingers, erythroniums, snowdrops, all sorts. So I wouldn't describe it as well tended.
What's the most exotic plant that you've got in your garden or in your house then?
Well, yeah, I've got a couple of bananas now that I am growing a variety of banana this year. I got it last year, that is meant to be both hardy in this country, or at least in the southwest, but also edible. So I'm hoping to harvest maybe in a few years my own bananas. Wow. Hopefully the flavour will be good. It'll be interesting to see, but it's its hardiness that's probably more important. If we can get edible bananas that are hardy, that'd be very interesting.
Devon bananas.
Now, yeah, exactly.
Now there's an opportunity, Saul, if ever I heard one. Absolutely, absolutely brilliant. BBC Gardeners World Spring Fair is at the New Forest in Hampshire, beautiful Bewley, from Friday the 28th to Sunday the 30th of April. Lots of information on the website, bbcgardenersworldfair.com, where particularly, of course, you can find out how to buy tickets. Now, Saul, the other attractions of Spring Fair is the ability to go and buy plants as well.
Absolutely.
And I'm fairly certain that you might have to restrict how much money you take with you, otherwise you might overspend. But a great opportunity for people to go and buy some fantastic plants.
Yeah, there's some fantastic nurseries there. And what's lovely is it's a spring fair. So it's dedicated to that early part of the year. So you're going to get plants that you can get for spring. Unlike the other shows in summer, where it's mostly dedicated to herbaceous summer plants, these are spring plants, which look fantastic in that early part of the year in your garden. And the great thing about the nurseries is they're not just selling you the plants. They're the people who grow them. They're the people who have bred them. So they really know the plants so well. So you can also get the knowledge, you know, that's invaluable, really, when you buy the plant, to understand where they can go, how you can plant them and how you can tend them as well.
Lots of young people have, according to reports, become interested in gardening, probably, I suspect, as a result of being cooped up during the lockdown. And many of them will perhaps be looking at you and Lucy and the other experts that are going to be at the show and thinking, do you know what, that sounds like a great job. I'd like to do that. What advice would you give them, Saul?
Do it. That's the first thing. You know, it is a fantastic job. You know, me and Lucy set up the podcast because we wanted to, you know, extol the virtues of being a professional gardener. You know, it's, I understand it's not for everyone. We're outside all 365 days of the year. So there are points of the year where it's quite cold or it's quite wet and you just have to put up with that. But I tell you, it's these moments of time like now when the snowdrops are coming up and the daffodils and you know you're tending the garden that you get a real thrill from it. Mm-hmm. But it's such an inclusive job as well. There's so many different aspects. So if you're not into mowing the lawn, you can go and do greenhouse work, or there's productive gardening, growing your own vegetables. There's so much for people to get involved in. There will be an aspect of gardening that someone enjoys. So yeah, do it. If you want to be a professional gardener, go for it.
The date for your diary, Friday the 28th to Sunday the 30th of April at Bewley in the New Forest in Hampshire. Lots of information on the website, bbcgardenersworldfair.com. Importantly, of course, where you can buy tickets, but a full itinerary and a list of the experts that you can chat to. Saul, it's been great to catch up with you. Just one final thing. I have many friends who are gardeners. I always struggle sometimes when it comes down to birthdays and Christmas and things about what to buy them. Another great thing about Spring Fair is there's so many people, traders there who are bringing kit and plants and all the rest of it. And I wander around and I think, what should I get? What should I get? What's a good present to buy for a gardener this spring?
Well, do you know, I'm not 100% sure you'll get them, but I love a good book on something that gives you some more idea. Knowledge is the key, I always think, in gardening. Having the good knowledge and being able to have those, you know, you can talk to the experts on the day, but being able to take away their words and their knowledge in their own book is fantastic. So I think a great gift for any gardener is definitely a book.
Absolutely. Saul, really great to catch up with you. Have a great time in Bewley.
Thank you.